Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for Lions Weekly with head coach Dan Campbell. Brought to you by your Metro Detroit Chevy dealers. Put it in D and see why Chevy drives the Motor City.
Good morning, Dan. How are you? How was your holiday after the game?
Good. Just hung with the family. How was yours?
That was pretty good. Got to experience a cool scene in Ann Arbor watching the Wolverines with some family members. John's still salivating over that, so that was pretty cool.
Yeah, as I was eating my Thanksgiving dinner, I kept thinking every time I took a bite of stuffing, I can't believe Dan Campbell doesn't like stuffing. still shocking to me.
Well,
that's just the way I was raised. No offense.
I have to ask about the game on Thursday, and I always said that going into the season, I know what we had here. I thought I just want to see young players get better, which they pretty much have. And I want to see the head coach get better as well. And between, I don't know, the third and 32 running plays, the timeout situation at the end of the game, it's been a little disconcerting to be honest with what's going on here. Coaching wise, since you've taken over the play calling, can you calm me down? Because there are people out there. I'm not there yet. It's over his head. He's not ready for this. How do you calm them down?
Yeah, there's nothing I'm going to calm anybody down with. You know, we got to win a game, and that's the only thing that's going to calm anybody's ease here. So, you know, look, the third and 32 at the minus 49, I wish I could have that one back. You know, I do. I wish we could have maybe thrown it down and see if we could try to push it a little bit, and maybe, and then once you get it in there a little bit, now you make another decision. Do you have the length to kick a field goal, or do you still punt it? But at least you got a shot at it, or you dump it down. And really, more importantly, it's not even the run call so much as the run that was called. I wish I'd have called a little something different, too, had it been, you know, the run that I had called. So, you know, that one, yeah, I wish I had that one back. Third and 32, that's a hard one, you know. Which we created ourselves there, just with penalties. And then, at the end of the game, it was, yeah, man, there's no excuse for it. You know, we're communication, and you're just trying to bail yourself out one time, and, you know, you don't want them to score. And look, it happened. But there's nothing I'm going to tell anybody that's going to make anybody feel better. We got to win a game.
Did you know the rule that you couldn't call back-to-back timeouts?
I did know the rule, but I'll be honest with you, at the time, it was, man, it all happened so fast. It's like, man, just don't let them run this play, because we're not where we need to be.
But a touchdown actually would have helped, because you got the ball back with more time left, you know, and another timeout, you know, to possibly, you know, make a miraculous comeback too.
Right, but then you got to score a touchdown. If you can hold them, you know, if you can hold them to a field goal, you know, makes your life a little bit easier, because now you only need a field goal.
I know that hindsight is always 20/20, and it's easy to look at it in the comfort of our home when people aren't screaming at us and players aren't flying around. But your thoughts on at the end of the game? The two timeouts back to back. You've already addressed that. But before the 2 minute warning, Chicago runs a play, and there's, I think it was a no gain, and you had second and 10. Why not call your first timeout at that point with about 2:20 left in the game before you get to the two-minute warning?
Yeah, I don't. I think just philosophy-wise, I feel like I just feel like as long as we have, you're hovering around 2 minutes, even if it's under, you have enough time to move the ball down the field, especially with the timeouts that we had left. I mean, look, there's an argument to go ahead and call it there. You're right, it's a second and 10, but I feel like we had plenty of time even to get under the two-minute warning to be able to move the ball down the field. So I'm the thought of let's just hold on to them and wait until we get into, a negative third down situation or whether in third and long or a third manageable something for us that looks favorable for us, you know. So there's an argument for it. That's not necessarily how I felt at the time.
Dan Campbell joins us on the Stoney and Jansen program. I asked you this last week. Are you going to call the plays the rest of the season, or is that going to change at all?
Yeah, I think right now I probably am.
When you are putting together a game plan and your arguably your best offensive weapon, DeAndre Swift, is not going to be available, where are you looking to generate offense? Where are you looking to generate points on the scoreboard?
We still got to be able to run the football. That's got to be kind of who we are. I mean, our offensive line is kind of got to be the strength for us up there. And so we still got to be able to run it. We got Jamal back and got Godwin. Jefferson's going to have to run a little bit. And then, you know, certainly using Hawkinson. But I think more importantly, it's we're going to have to spread the load. You know, I think all those guys are going to have to help out, Reynolds and St. Brown and Hawk and Leaf. And, you know, so we're going to have a lot of guys do a lot of different jobs.
You talked about the goal the rest of the season, obviously winning a game and being a spoiler. How does that go over well in the locker room of trying to make life miserable for other teams?
Look, I think the good news is we got a good group of guys that just want to go to work, and they know we're close, and they're as frustrated as anybody is about it. But they also know it's in our grasp to, we're right there in these games, and so they've got the right attitude, and I think for them it's like, man, they want to prove themselves, and we want to prove ourselves, and so. As long as they keep that desire and that ethic, work ethic to come in and put it in, you know, I think we'll be good.
Your evaluation of Jared Goff on Thursday after having missed the game because of injury, just your evaluation of how he came back, because he was able to hit Josh Reynolds on a nice long touchdown pass. We saw some more distance under the ball, and he was accurate.
Yeah, he made some big throws. I mean, the Reynolds touchdown, you know, the one to Hawk. I mean, he made some pretty tough throws with, you know, that was a little bit under duress, you know, and that was good to see. And especially having not played or practiced in over a week and then really no practice leading up to that, you know, being on a short week. So that was good. As far as where he was throwing the ball, I thought he was smart about it. You know, we didn't throw it into double coverage or something like that. And so I thought he did some good things for us, you know. Now, he's like the rest of – he's like the offense in general. I mean, there's things that we got to clean up in there. And, you know, a couple of those holding calls were on him too, just bouncing out of the pocket a little soon, which he knows. I mean, he sees it. And so – we just got to clean all that stuff up. But I thought he certainly gave us a chance to win.
Speaking of chances to win, you obviously, as you know, had a chance to win against Minnesota when you played in the first time, the second heartbreaking loss of the season. How much can you, you know, get from that game heading into Sunday? And you're going to be missing Swift. It looks like they're going to be missing Dalvin Cook.
Yeah, well, I mean, the first time we played them, they didn't have Cook either. And, you know, so they can certainly – they got enough weapons back there, and 25 is a good running back, and Cousins is, you know, he's a good quarterback. I mean, they've got plenty of weapons offensively. They've been able to score points. They can run the football. And then defensively, I mean, they just – Zim's always done a great job. These guys play hard. They're gap responsibility. You know, they play with good gap responsibility. They're a little beat up, but I mean, that's just who they are. They're going to play their style of scheme, and they're going to play it hard, and they know their own weaknesses and how to cover them up. And so, look, this is a team that's been in every game. They're in it at the very end, and so this is going to be tough. You know, I mean, I think there's some carryover from the last game, but I think both teams have changed a little bit too. You know, I think we've both grown. So it's just another chess match here.
Coming out of the bye week, and I know that the two games against the Steelers and the Browns, some of it was the weather, but your defense has given up 16 points, 13 points, and now only 16 points again. What's been the difference coming out of the bye week the biggest difference that you see in your defense?
Well, one of the emphasis that we put on it, and AG and those guys have done a good job of coming out of the bye. It's like, look, we have to get more turnovers, and we have to take away points in the red zone. You know, we have to eliminate these touchdowns. We can't allow people to score six. We got to limit them to three, and we've done both of those things well. Those were both points of emphasis, and they've done that, and because of that, they're giving us a chance. I mean, you limit your opponents in this league to those type of points, under 20 points, three different games, you should win those games. And so, I mean, there's some good stuff going on over there defensively.
Last night, I don't know if you saw, but Washington's kicker got injured during the game. Do you have an emergency plan in case something would happen to your kicker during the game? Can Fox kick? Extra points and field goals?
Yeah, well, Matt Nelson was our backup kicker, and then he got hurt. So
Then
it'll probably end up being, I don't know. We haven't tried Decker yet, but we'll see if Decker can do it, or maybe even Evan Brown. But one of those guys, they're usually pretty good place kickers, you know.
Yeah, Sue tried it here one year, and it didn't work really well that game.
Yeah.
He was a straight-on kicker.
Yeah.
He just lined it up straight and punched it through, right?
Yeah, he missed it, but yeah.
Yes.
He thought he could do it, and he could.
Oh, we all think we could do a lot of things.
Well, yeah. Well, you guys just think kickers aren't even really athletes, for crying out loud.
Say that again?
I said Fox can kick.
Okay.
Good. All right. Good luck on Sunday. Hope you get win number one, and we'll talk to you next week.
Okay. Thanks, guys.
Yep. Thank you. Dan Campbell joining us on the Stoney and Jansen program, 97.1 The Ticket.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.